We're now joined on the call by the head coach at Hampton, Robert Prundy. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Certainly a hard-fought game for your team on Saturday against William & Mary. You guys come up just a little short, 20-14. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, I thought it was a well-coached game. I thought Coach London and his staff did an outstanding job. They are, you know, they're really good. They're really good on defense, offense, and fundamentally. They're fundamentally sound, very disciplined team, and they made a few more plays than we did. But once again, you know, Coach London did an outstanding job. I mean, that's a great football program.
Your guys played head to head right with them throughout the whole game. You held them to 10 points deep into the third quarter. Defensively, what were you able to do so well to keep them off the scoreboard?
Well, I think that, you know, once they got going and they stuck to what they're good at, running the ball, we had a lot of trouble. So, you know, once again, I mean, Coach, they did an outstanding job. They made the adjustments in the fourth quarter that they need to make, and they went to running the ball, and we had some trouble stopping the run.
Questions from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Marty.
Looking at the statistics, it looked like Chris Zelis had really good numbers running the ball, and Malcolm had really good numbers passing the ball. Did you kind of find a formula how to mix those guys together on Saturday?
Well, I tell you, Marty, you know, Coach London's on defense, they do just a good job on defense and, you know, playing at a lot of man coverage and stuff. So we basically had to, you know, start rotating the quarterbacks around because it's such a closed window when you're throwing the ball. And we decided just to go with a running quarterback and try to get a little success. And, you know, it's just tough. That's a tough football team.
Yet another close CAA game, which pretty much all of them have been for you except one. Even though you've only won the one game, do you get a lot of benefit about from these guys going out there every week and competing?
Say that again, Marty. I'm sorry. Say that again.
I think he froze up. He was asking about the fact that, Coach, all year long, all your games, with the exception of one, have been extremely close. He said, do you get some benefit out of being able to compete that way?
I mean, I respect what the young men are doing. They're working hard. They're playing tough. But at the end of the day, we want to get a win. And if we don't get a win, you know, it takes away from everything you put in. So we just got to keep working and just keep grinding.
Robert, your team, you talked about the William & Mary running game, but your team also had some success on the ground. You 210 yards. You talked about Chris Ellis' success, but Darren Butts had 79 yards and a touchdown. Elijah had that nice 18-yard touchdown run. What were you able to do against their defensive front to be able to move the ball on the ground like you did?
Well, I mean, they're so big and strong. I think that we got fortunate on a couple of fits that we were fortunate to get in there, and they kind of misfit a few fits, and we made some big runs and stuff, but then in the fourth quarter, they shut that down. So, you know, we were there in and out of it, you know, kind of with the fits and stuff, and I wish we could have, you know, just ran the ball a little bit more, but we weren't able because their defense, they started playing better, especially against the run.
You talked about how William & Mary likes to play man-to-man on the outside. Jadakiss had some spectacular catches at 4 for 92. I know Coach London talked about the day that he had. Did you feel like with the coverage that they had that he might be able to be able to make some plays against those guys?
Well, you know, you look at it and you're thinking, well, okay, this Jadakiss, are they going to stay in man coverage? And that goes to show how much confidence that, you know, Coach London and his defensive staff got in their cornerbacks and they stayed in man coverage. And Jada was fortunate enough to catch a couple of passes over him, you know, but whenever you stay in man that much, you know, you're going to give up some, but you're also going to make a lot of plays. And that just goes to show how much confidence they got in the secondary.
You guys face another top 25 team this week with Elon coming in, an Elon team that's been on a bit of a roll. As you've started to look at them, what impressions you about Elon?
Really well coached. I think that you know, they solid. They consistent on defense. You watch it. They want to force you into a mistake, and you can see from the game they played last week where they had 45 carries. They were running the ball and they physical and they play great fundamentally sound football. I mean, we're gonna have it's another tough task that we're gonna face, and another well coached, very disciplined football team.
Final home game for your team with a senior class that I know probably means quite a bit to you. Just maybe some comments on your senior group.
You know, I love this group. And then that's the part about it. I wish that it wasn't senior. Because I'm going to miss these guys. These guys have been through so much adversity as far as, you know, first you go into the Big South and they're part of going to the Big South. And 2 years later, now they're in the CAA. And the thing about it, you know, with the success that come with it, they won't get a chance to reap some of the benefits later on. But like I told them last night, you guys are paving the way and you're the first to go in the CAA. And so they proud of that. But I'm going to miss these guys. These guys have gotten us in the right direction. And picking back on when you say the games were close and stuff, and they're the reason why those games were close, because they wouldn't let us lay down. They wouldn't let us, you know, get the lopsided score as far as, you know, I think in one game of Richmond and then the Delaware game, but the halftime of that game was close. Those guys are the one at halftime that told the team, hey, let's step up, you know, let's fight. You know, I'm going to miss this senior bunch. I mean, honestly, when I look back on it, this might be the best senior group that I had in coaching. I'm going to really miss these guys.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for your time here this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Okay, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.